As frustrating as the current state of the world is at this time, poised between the fires of war and the poisoned needles of fascism, is it difficult to find the language, without using curse words that is, to express the difficult reality humanity seems to be facing at the moment. So instead of cursing, perhaps it is better to hark back to a different time in our shared American history, the Old West. They just had a way of saying things which still has a special emphasis and weight today, even if a bit archaic sounding to our ears. For all of us still above the snakes, perhaps we can stretch our ears to hear through these words a perfect reflection of the absurd reality we contend with today. So instead of barking at the knot on that absurdity, or referencing all the flannel mouthspin doctors choking up our airwaves, let's instead focus on getting our own beliefs in apple pie order, and just refuse to be convinced or swayed that democracy is not worth fighting for by the 10-cent men, or that peace is an unobtainable reality in this world. Let's just acknowledge the corn in those types of sentiments and dismiss them as just so many Terra diddles. The only unobtainable peace is the one the combatants do not wish to attain. The only curly wolf which is a threat to our democracy is the one we invite through the door. So before we answer the siren call of these anti-democratic forces, these sirens which will only wreck us on the rocks, let's hang fire and realize we have something far more precious to defend, the freedom we all enjoy equally together, where no one's portion is any greater than any other. And if someone says anything different, we know what that is. Just so much prairie coal and bazoo.